Seattle, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The roof of a crowded church collapsed onto worshipers in southern Nigeria on Saturday, killing at least 60. This man was among the worshipers.
After the offering, that the prayer was offered by Bishop Mike Laju, the building from the center started cracking, and in less than a minute, the whole building collapsed.
The church in Akwa Ibom State was still under construction, and workers have been rushing to finish it in time. For Saturday's ceremony to ordain founder Akon Weeks as bishop, hundreds of people, including Governor Udom Emmanuel, were inside the church when the roof caved in. The governor and the bishop escaped unhurt. Truck bomb has exploded outside Mogadishu's new port, targeting security forces and port workers. At least 11 people were killed in the explosion today, many others wounded. The militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Mogadishu's seaport is run by a Turkish company that has a 20-year agreement with the Somali government to upgrade and manage the port. Turkey has declared a national day of mourning one day after two explosions in Istanbul killed at least 38 people, wounded many others. The blast rocked a huge football stadium late Saturday. Witnesses and authorities are saying the attacks, a car bomb and a suicide blast, targeted security officers 2 hours after a soccer match ended. There was no claim of responsibility for the attack. Egyptian officials say a blast at Cairo's main Coptic Christian cathedral today has killed at least 20, wounded 35 others. There's been no claim of responsibility there, Coptic Christians making up about 10% of Egypt's population. This is VOA News. The Islamic State fought its way into the ancient central Syrian city of Palmyra Saturday after 2 days of intense fighting with government forces. The extremist push in Homs province comes 9 months after militants were driven from the city by Syrian government forces and their Russian allies in a counteroffensive touted at the time by Syrian military officials as a fatal blow to the jihadist organization. Meantime, in Paris, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with other top diplomats in an attempt to revive stalled talks with Russia on easing the Aleppo crisis, which has left tens of thousands of civilians in the city's east without food or other humanitarian supplies.
The indiscriminate bombing by the regime, which violates international rules of law of war, in many cases crimes against humanity and war crimes, needs to stop. And those who support it, those in Moscow and elsewhere who have supported it, should do their utmost to bring it to a close.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter is in Iraq, where he will meet with Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, U.S. and coalition commanders and Iraqi leaders about plans to retake the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson is the latest frontrunner to be the next U.S. Secretary of State. While not confirming Tillerson will get the job, Trump said in an interview with Fox News that will air later today, the choice would make sense because he's a world-class player.
To me, a great advantage is he knows many of the players, and he knows them well. He does massive deals in Russia. He does massive deals for the company, not for himself, for the company.
Tillerson joins former Trump critic and 2012 Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney as a leading contender for the top U.S. diplomatic post. Nobel Prizes handed out Saturday night in numerous disciplines, all funded by the legacy of Alfred Nobel, the Swedish inventor and philanthropist. J. Fraser Stoddart was honored as the Nobel laureate in chemistry.
Our chemistry has been conducted without prejudice and has recognized no borders. Science is global, and there's no going back, even in the face of the uncertain future that pervades some of the Western world's major democracies today.
This year, the biggest item of contention was the awarding of the Literature Prize to American songwriter and musician Bob Dylan for his extensive catalog of lyrics. Traditionalists would have preferred a traditional author.
That's the latest world news from VOA.